This is the 5x5 podcast, where we talk about all things geeky. Your host is Mina Villasguera and me, Tanya Arpa. And we are with Ron Lim, a journalist and book blogger, who he has been talking to us about the local book scene and meeting authors who are visiting the country from abroad. And now we are going to talk about something a little different. Tell us, Ron. I hear you have a favorite thing in pop music now.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
One Direction.
Yes. For any of you who have been living under a rock these days, One Direction is a pop group, right? They are British, I understand.
British.
Yes, yes. Tell us, why One Direction?
It's a question I ask myself as well. why One Direction? I don't know, because when I first heard him, I was like, oh, it's another boy band. Because when I was a teenager, I mean, there were already boy bands like Backstreet, NSYNC. So when they first came out, I was like, another boy band. They're cute. But, you know, I think I've outgrown them. But then I watched one video of theirs, One Thing.
And then
there's a scene there where two of the band members, Zane and Louis, they're on top of, and then they're both facing the camera. Zane puts his chin on Louis' shoulder, and then they look at each other.
Okay.
Okay. They're opposites when it comes to boy bands, but like with these five guys, they were so comfortable about looking quote unquote gay, and for even though they're not, so they're all straight as far as I know, but to be so comfortable about how they, for me as a gay guy, it was very different for me, and I've followed them ever since.
So it sort of set them apart from the other groups for you. Is that it?
Sort of, yeah. Because if you think back to Backstreet and to NSYNC, I mean, there's a lot of fan fiction where the boy band members are doing things to each other.
So we admit now to reading this, yes.
But you never actually see it, at least when or see them perform, they never actually, you know, get close, quote unquote, to each other. But with like One Direction, if you any cursory look on YouTube, I mean, you see them slapping each other's butts, slapping their chests, looking at each other. So, you know, like, I just found that really fascinating that they knew. I mean, it's possible that they don't know that people are going to talk about them acting like that, but they still do it. They're like, they don't give a. They don't give a.
You know what we call it in K-pop, we call it fan service.
They know that this is what a certain segment of fans like, and that's why they do it. Okay, explanation.
Yeah, there's a term for that in K-pop. It's called fan service, and apparently the Brits have discovered it. So, you know, kudos.
I actually invited Ron over to talk about One Direction because I think, first of all, I guess I'm not the target market anymore for this group. but at the same time, I could see that at least on the internet, the fans were actually a wide range of people. So I would see my niece, like my 11-year-old niece, be into One Direction and have her favorite guy or her favorite two guys out of whatever. And then you would have people my age or older who would be into it and have their own guy as well. So is it just like the same thing as other bands from the generations when we were growing up, or is there something different about them?
I mean, their music is much more pop rock than, because with Backstreet and NSYNC, it was more R&B. Mm-hmm. So with One Direction, they've gotten a more pop rock direction with their music. But it's not so much the music or how they're packaged, because it, I mean, pretty much boy bands are pretty much the same if you think about it. I think what made them different is when they started, they were already on social media. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a big part of how they got so big, because even before they became famous, when they were still starting out on the X Factor, fans could already quote unquote talk to them. So I mean, just imagine when we were teenagers, if like Nick Carter quote unquote talked to you one on one. That's a big deal.
If Nick Carter talked to you.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big deal, and that, you know, that if you're 16, that's going to like plant the seeds of lifelong loyalty in you.
Yeah, I know, I understand this. Yeah. So you think social media has, you know, sort of changed the culture?
Yes.
On, you know, pop culture. Oh, by the way, Ron, you talk about, right, like, I mean, if you have a favorite group, you usually have what we in K-pop call your bias. Ron, or, you know, your guy. Who's your guy, Ron?
Zayn.
Who?
Zayn.
Zayn, okay. So, which one is he?
He's the Pakistani one. I mean, oh. It's pretty obvious. He's the only non-white dude.
Oh, okay. Let me
why Zayn?
Picture.
Why Zayn?
If you watch the interviews, he's like the smartest of the group. Because they had one interview. They were being asked, can't remember. But so they were being asked, and in the context of the interview, he said the word comedic, which is an actual word. So the four other members were like, is that even a word? And then you could see his face like, you guys are idiots. It's a word. So that was so fun to me. And before joining the X Factor, he was studying to be an English teacher. So check.
Yeah, he's cute. Are those tattoos real?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So many of them. I also like how mysterious he is, because although maybe he's just quiet, but he's also a practicing Muslim, and you know, it's how he manages to balance that.
Has that been a factor in how he acts in the group at all?
I don't think it plays a factor at all, which is what I like the most about it, because although I think it would have played a bigger factor, because beforehand he was very open about it, but then, you know, people online can be assholes. So he stopped talking about it just to avoid trouble.
Oh really? Yeah, that's so sad. But you know, yay for diversity, because there's not a lot of that usually in boy bands. It's usually like a group of, I don't know, white guys.
Right? The blonde, the brunette, the
so, you know, diversity is good, and it makes the group more interesting, I think. Right?
So we have some questions for Ron. Let me just get them in there. What do you think about Harry and Kendall dating? Kendall Jenner, I'm assuming.
Yes. I don't know. I have no opinion on it. I mean, it's his life. I don't know either of them personally. I'm maybe 50.
If I was a teenager, I would be much more invested. I'm like, live your life.
I find it interesting though that it seems as if the fans, because they feel so attached because of the social media communication with them, that they actually have opinions if people are dating their guy or not. So what has been the reaction to Harry and Kendall online?
It's always negative when he goes out with anybody. Because you're a teenager, this is your dream guy, and then he's out with another girl. So I don't think the fans have ever liked anybody the boys have gone out with.
Have they gone out with fans?
No, they haven't.
They have not.
As far as we know, right?
As far as I know. Because Ruby has been dating Eleanor for like 2 years now.
And then Liam is going out with Sophia, who was his classmate back at high school.
Oh, that's cute. Then,
yeah. So Zayn is
that's sweet.
Zayn is engaged to Perry, who is from Little Mix. a girl group, and then Niall and Harry are unattached.
As far as we know.
Yeah. And if you ask a certain segment of the fan girls, they're attached to each other.
Okay. There is a question here. So there is a question from Kesh at SparksFire on Twitter. I think you know each other, of course.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about Larry Stylinson? First of all, what is a Larry Stylinson?
Because when they first started out, Lumi and Harry, I mean, I was talking about how, you know, how they're very much more expressive than boy bands of the past, you know, like Harry Styles and Lumi Tomlinson. They were like, you know, they were the Slash pairing. The main Slash pairing. So Larry Stylinson. It's like a mashup of both of their names. So I mean, at first I was okay with it, but then it got a little crazy. So yeah, I'm more of a ZM fangirl rather than a Larry Stylinson fangirl.
Okay, Zayn and Liam, you mean?
Yes, Zayn and Liam.
So what do Zayn and Liam have that Larry Stylinson does not have?
Because they're opposites. Like Zayn is smart and cerebral and thin, while Liam is like built like a tank, huge hands, and not the smartest one among them. So like I just like how in fan fiction how they're always written as, you know, brains and brawn getting together.
And so fan fiction.
Really
yeah.
Do you have any fan fiction you can recommend to, you know, our listeners who are One Direction fans?
It depends on what they want. Because if they want heterosexual pairing, I can't help you there.
You don't know any. All right. So mostly you read the Slash ones.
Yeah.
Okay, those are fun. So, you know, you should probably share some with us and we'll post them in the show notes.
I mostly read from Archive of Our Own. So, one of the authors there, Scott Mac Nice Ass.
She usually writes Zine.
That's nice.
Really long
melodrama. So, if you're feeling something so opera, and your pairing is Zayn and Liam, you go read Scott McNice ass. If you want something more different, you could check out the Some Girl series by Rave, also on Archive of Her Own. It's three short stories, and it involves gender swapping. So
that's fun.
If you're okay with it, so it's
because in one of the One Direction videos, best song ever, Zayn was in drag, so, you know, it was just as a woman. So like in the story, he actually turns into a woman. But it's really well written.
Yeah, I know. I've read a bunch of fanfic, and a lot of them are actually, you know, pretty well written. Like the authors, you know, they get someone to edit their work. They have beta readers. You know, they take this seriously because the fans who read them also take it seriously. And you know, a lot of them they read fanfiction for, you know, the fun, the fangirling, but they also want to be able to read a good story. So, right.
Another author I like is J.M. Katz. All her stories are like 100,000 words.
Wow.
And they're dense and descriptive. It's like she doesn't know what a full stop means. There's a lot of commas. But they're so well written. You really get lost in what she writes. She's very talented when it comes to evoking a feeling. Like she has this story about the last day of summer. It all happens over the course of one night, but it's so well written.
All right, you should share those links with us so we can post them in the show notes. Mina, do we have any other questions?
Well, I have a question. Have they come to the Philippines yet?
No, they have not.
Oh, why are there not? Yeah, are there any plans to bring them over and have a sizable amount of the population swoon?
I don't think they will, because like their whole 2014 is already booked. They have a stadium tour.
Aww. And like,
that's how fast the tickets sell. So their 2014 is already booked. I think the only way they're gonna come here is the same way most boy bands come here, when they're already past their prime.
Oh no.
Well, maybe you could like start a letter writing campaign or something, or you know, write Pen Shop. Aren't they, you know, models for Pen Shop or something?
Yes, I really think it's impossible.
All right. So, have any plans to see them live soon? Are they going in a? Are they performing somewhere you can visit?
I've checked the tickets. They're expensive.
Yeah, they really? Wow. Like how much?
Where are the closest? Where's the closest country that they'll visit?
I think Japan, but I'm not sure. I don't have the list with me right now. But Japan is the closest, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For $300.
Yeah, and a trip to Japan isn't peanuts either, right?
And for $300, I expect shirtlessness.
I have paid, how much is that? $300? I think I have paid that much for a concert ticket, though. But if you have to go to Japan, too, you know, that's like a lot of extra moolah you're going to need.
So like if I'm going to shell out that much money, I want one-on-one.
Yes, I know, right? There has to be, like, I don't know, hand-holding or something.
Not just hand-holding for $300.
This is a family show. No, just kidding. Mina, do we have any more questions for Ron?
Well, we have comments. Apparently, Ron, from people who also like Zayn. So there is a Team Zayn.
Right, okay. if you guys are listeners, if you're listening and you want to follow the conversation on Twitter, just look for the 5x5 podcast hashtag, and you can see all the questions and comments on all the topics we're talking about today in this episode of the 5x5 podcast. So yeah, I'm having fun reading them too, so you'll keep them coming if you are on Twitter, because we're having a lot of fun reading them.
There's a comment here about the pro from Det Adrian. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine likes Louis a lot. He's her bias because she thinks he's the most underrated out of the five. Underrated? Why?
Ron, are you still with us? You need to explain. Anybody else have you know, want to share who their bias is? You know, just use the hashtag 5x5 podcast, and we could check it out. All right. Other comments. Let's see. Well, okay, S Teardrop says that Zane's the only one she knows. And and that Adrian says that the One Direction songs, she likes listening to them during traffic. Just to be clear, this is the first time I'm actually hearing their names, because I have no idea who the members are. So we have Zayn, we have Harry, and who else? Luis. Anybody else have any other biases? There's like five of them, I think.
So there are five. There are five. And there's one for every personality. Okay, Ron's still here. Yeah.
Hey, Ron, come back to us.
Anyway, we're reading your comments. And, well, personally, I looked up One Direction in the weeks before this show. And
research, of course.
Research, of course, yes. And it's cool. I mean, it's fun. I'm actually having fun with the fan reaction to One Direction. It's like I don't understand. I actually haven't seen enough of their videos or listened to enough of their music, but there's a personality that it's like there's a personality in my head of this band that's mm-hmm. based entirely on how fans react to them.
Ah, oh yeah, I guess I know what you mean. So yeah, thank you for everyone who, you know, gave in their comments and questions on our topics for today's podcast. It's been very, very interesting.
And like, thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron, for, you know, talking about this, because I learned a bunch of things, and I'm glad that you guys are having fun. And I hope that maybe, you know, One Direction, if not this year, maybe they could come visit next year, right?
Yes,
so,
let's hope.
So yeah. So Mina, what do we have for next week's episode?
Oh, next week we're arranging something interesting. We have a panel of Wattpad readers. And yes, so actually what we're going to do is there's too much. We can't do one episode on Wattpad. There's too much going on. There are too many stories. There are too many authors. So we're going to try to do this one by one.
Mm-hmm. Who's our author?
We will feature first Leng de Chavez.
Yay,
so she's she went by the handle Sherling Tear Jerky on Wattpad.
An Eraserheads fan, right?
Yes, an Eraserheads reference two times over. But so what we're going to do is we're going to have her on, and also some people who like her stories. And we're going to discover what's up with this. Why are people fans? What are they into? And what about her stories have really resonated with people?
Okay.
So that's going to be next week.
That's great. So looking forward to it. And if you have any questions for Ms. Leng de Chavez, just feel free to drop us a note on our website, 5by5podcast.com. Or, you know, send us a tweet, use the hashtag 5x5podcast. So, and we will read it, and, you know, she will answer questions in next week's episode. So, you can even start, you know, sending in your questions now or during the show. So,
yes.
Looking forward to that. This is the 5x5 podcast. We are on YouTube and iTunes. On YouTube, we are at youtube.com/5x5podcast. You can, you know, click on the subscribe button and you get an update whenever we have a new episode up. And on iTunes, you can go to 5x5podcast.com/iTunes and subscribe to us there, and you'll be able to listen to our every episode on your iPod, your iPad, your iPhone, or, you know, even your computer. And if you like us, drop us a nice review on iTunes. And yeah. So Mina?
Thank you. Thank you everyone for tuning in and for tuning in the future, and just continue to send us your comments. This topic is not over, not by a long shot. Everyone's still going to be into this, and you'll have your comments, I'm sure. So thank you for listening.
Thanks everyone.
See you next week.
Next week. Bye.
Bye.